We'd like to welcome everyone on today's preparation for pre-Atlas II capacity building program call on Wednesday the 9th of April at 2000 UTC. On today's call we have Léa Vigoda, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Dev Anand-Kelutsing, Julie Hammer, Tijani Benjema, Thomas Rickert, Alan Greenberg, apologies noted from Avery Doria. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Young, Kerry Agnew, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And also to let you know that Marika Konings and Natalie Peregrine will be joining us shortly. Over to you, Jenny. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This call is intended to program to schedule the next capacity building program for the ALS representatives to prepare them for the summit. We already defined the topics to be addressed according to the survey we did with the ALS representatives, and we tried to identify the persons who can give the training for those topics, and we thank you all who came now and who confirmed their participation in this capacity building program. The first thing I want to do here is to adopt the agenda. Are you okay with the agenda that we sent and that we put on the Adobe Connect here? Okay, I don't see anyone raising its hand, so the agenda is adopted. We'll go to the next item, which is scheduling the Paris Summit Capacity Building webinars. And there is a lot of things to decide on today. All the trainers are not available today, but we will try to work with those who are here and try to contact the others to make them complete the schedule that we'll try to start now. First of all, the duration of the program will be of 7 weeks only, unfortunately. 7 weeks because we have to start very soon, so we try to start on 14th of April, and we cannot continue entering the summit because people will be busy with the preparation of their trip, etc. So we will give them 2 weeks to be free from this capacity building program. So it will be between 14th of April and the end of May. If we are obliged, we may make another webinar the next week, but I hope we will not. So, for example, for the first topic we identified, which is the future of internet governance, we have two trainers confirmed who are Olivier Crépin-Leblanc and Nigel Hibson. Olivier is here, Nigel is not, but he will try to contact us. He's in Dubai, he said. We need first to know, Olivier, your availability to give at least one session of webinar about the future of internet. And also, I want you to advise if we will need more than one session for this topic, according to your experience. Olivier, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
fantastic.
Very good.
Thank you. So, you know, the future of internet governance is obviously a very, very wide topic. With regards to my availability, obviously, as you know, I'm on many, many, many conference calls every day, and I'm sure we can find some time. If we set it up in advance, there would be some time for me to be able to hold the webinars. I would be rather careful about having just one webinar. I think that there is so much to take in. I'm a little concerned about having very long webinars, webinars that might be, might seem to be boring after a certain amount of time. I know that some webinars are an hour and a half in length, and sometimes it just ends up with people either dropping off after an hour or absolutely no questions to be asked. Since we are dealing here with an audience of at-large structures, which are very varied in kind, so some would be quite knowledgeable and some would not be knowledgeable at all, I would say at least two webinars, maybe one during a week, and then wait a couple of weeks for the next one afterwards so as to give enough time for the ALSs that did not manage to take part to actually listen to the recording, watch the presentation, this sort of thing in their own time. I think we would probably be able to have better participation in that way. So leave a couple of weeks between a couple of webinars. With regards to the topics themselves, I'll obviously speak with Nigel about this. There are there certainly is some movement going on as we speak. As you know, there's the Net Mundial conference in a couple of weeks' time. As we speak, Nigel is in Dubai for the World Telecommunication and WTSA. There's just so much going on. It will be good to have a mix between the actual facts and, the things that are going on, and also a part of the forecasting of what is to come up, what is coming up to us, what challenges do we have, these sort of things. That's all I can say for the time being. Obviously, as you can see, it's not something that's cast in stone, but hopefully we would have some visuals by the time we can have the first webinar, because something visual is always easier for people to understand than just us speaking. That's it. Thank you.
Well, Olivier, you're absolutely right. I understand. But I think that, first of all, we have to decide on the end of this question.
And you are right. Johnny's very hard to hear you. Gianni, please could you speak back or closer to the microphone, please?
Pardon?
Gianni, we can't hear you properly.
Hello?
Do you hear me now?
That's
do you hear me now?
Yes,
Gianni. Okay.
Yes, very well, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, it was a problem of microphone. So I said, thank you, Olivier, you are right, and we have already decided that the webinar session couldn't be very long because we will not have the attention of the trainees at the end of each webinar if it is very long. So try to keep it 1 hour at the extreme, at the extreme we can go to the 90 minutes. But I hope that we will not go to till 90 minutes. Second point, I think that two sessions could be good for this specific topic, and you are two persons, so perhaps you can split it in two sessions, one for you and one for Nigel, or perhaps combine together and make two sessions with both of you. This will depend on your availability. I have a very important point to make before starting anything. I will ask Gisela to tell us what is the best time for all the regions that people can be available and can attend the webinars. Gisela, can you tell me, please?
Usually between 18 and 2100 hours, isn't it?
She had made a study one time, and she told us that she knows the best time.
I believe it's between 18 and 2100, but she'll answer.
Yes, sorry, Gisela here. Apologies, I do have the document ready for you. The best times are 1300 UTC, and 2100 UTC. And if you just give me a minute, I will up-document in the Adobe Connect room, and you will see the equivalent in all the regions. Thank you.
Okay, Gisela, a question, please. Is the 21 or 30 or 13 00? Can we have all people of the whole regions available? This is my question. We cannot do it twice. We will do it only once. And since it is once, we need the best time for the whole regions.
Tijani, Gisela here again. We have the two options of 13 and 2100 UTC. So we can choose either or.
Good.
My thinking is, do we have them all at 1300 UTC, or do we maybe have some at 13 and some at 21, just to share the pain of having an 11 p.m. call?
I think we should share them.
Okay, good.
Tijani, if I may, Cheryl,
good.
Here,
very good.
I'll put my hand back down.
Yes, Cheryl, please. Yes.
Thank you. I think with two call times and in several cases, even with all the willingness in the world, just some dates don't work for some people. If in the 7 weeks we as instructors are able to run two calls and those two calls could be at the two different times, assuming that the content of both our calls is going to be very similar, that does give people a lot more flexibility, and I would have thought that would have been a good practice. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you very much. It was at the beginning planned like this, but Heidi told me that it is impossible to do it twice and two different times, so that's why I am really trying to find the best, and I think that the proposal of Gisela to alternate between 2100 and 1300 is a good choice. Moreover, we will have all the webinars recorded, and people can come back to the recording and can listen to the recording, and after that, in the next session, they can perhaps they send email, ask questions, etc. Okay, thank you. I saw Alan Greenberg's hand, and he was very patient, but unfortunately, I was fishing with this question of time. Alan, if you have something to say, please, go ahead.
Yeah, we've already covered a fair number of the issues. I was going to suggest that for things like governance, two different ones may well be warranted. Certainly there needs to be at least one of them after Net Mundial, because we can't ignore whatever happens or doesn't happen there. I was also going to suggest that maybe we want to schedule the IPv6 migration one during the week of Net Mundial, because it's the only one that doesn't have a speaker who's likely involved in that process. So although it's we're not putting them in order, that may be wise to schedule that one at the start, and not trying to have one of us do a webinar during the meeting week.
I agree.
Thank you very much for that. This is a very wise remark. Thank you very much. So Leo is not with us, unfortunately, and we will try to write to him and propose him this
here.
Slot. Thank you. Ah, Leo, you are here. I don't see you on the Adobe Connect, that's why. Thank you very much, Leo. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so you heard, Leo, the proposal of Alan. And I think it is a wise remark. What do you think about that?
I'll put my agreement
there.
Sorry, I can't remember which week Net Mundial takes place in. So
the week of the 23rd, 24th, 25th of April.
Exactly.
23rd, 24th,
25th. Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
Perfect.
No problem. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, if we come back to the... Okay, thank you, Gisela, for this, for the time. Now we will go back to the table. So this was the first topic, and Olivier, we need you to tell us. You know now the times. That's why I asked Gisela to give us the times. What are the days you will be available for the first, at least for first webinar? The second will be after Net Mondial, donc will be probably in May, surely in May. And but the first, when do you want to do it, Olivier?
Yes, Tijani, thank you. It's Olivier speaking. I'm going to be very frank with you, Tijani. I think that in the run-up to Net Mondial, which is barely 2 weeks, in fact, I think we're speaking about 2 weeks exactly starting on this day, on Wednesday, it would be absolutely futile to speak about the future of Internet governance before one of the major steps into the future of Internet governance takes place. So except if you're going to have a webinar that will speak about what's going to happen at Net Mondial, or that will speculate on what's going to happen at Net Mondial, I would suggest that both of these webinars be after Net Mondial during the month of May. I don't know why it would be so important for this to be as early on in the program. And what I was going to suggest maybe is maybe there, we could split that, so we don't need to have just, you know, all of these calls to be, what you call it, in a certain sort of way where this is the first thing that we speak about and then everything else has to wait until we move on that.
I hope I'm clear on this. So can you propose, Olivier, can you propose dates?
I was supposed, well,
no,
okay.
The time,
so,
no.
Yeah, thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. What I was going to propose then, looking at the months that we have ahead, is that the Net Mondial is taking place on 23rd and 24th of this month. That's in 2 weeks' time. I would suggest that we would have maybe a first call on the week of the 28th of April. So that's just a week after the Net Mondial meeting. It's likely that there will be a lot of very new inputs that basically the outputs of the Net Mondial meeting, the discussions. It would give this idea of exciting news coming out. So that certainly would get people to be interested. And then give them a couple of weeks to digest this and look at the week of maybe the 12th of May for a second webinar. That would then be looking at the future as to where do we go now. That certainly would give Nigel and I a bit more time with regards to taking a little bit of a step backwards from Net Mondial and seeing where Internet governance is moving next. On top of that, it will give the cross-community working group on Internet governance, which is an ICANN cross-community working group, a little bit of time to digest what went on in Net Mondial as well and to be able to provide more information as to what direction that working group is going to go into as well. I guess we always have to relate any of our webinars to what ICANN is doing and to ICANN's mandate, and that's why I suggest this week.
Okay, thank you very much. So I can say that the second webinar will be in the week of 12 May. And the first one will be, you said, at the beginning of May?
The first one, it's at the beginning of May, the first one would be the last week of April. So the week starting the 28th of April. So that gives us the week immediately after Net Mondial, and then it gives us a week break, and then the week after, the week of the 12th of May, have a second part to the webinar. So they're spaced out by 2 weeks. and that gives time for people who did not manage to be on the webinar to listen to it in their own time.
Okay, Olivier, so the first call will be on the week of 28th of April, and it will be at 13:00. The second will be in the week of 12th May, and it will be at 21:00. Is it okay with you?
Works for me.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. We have to confirm with Nigel later. So, can we go to the second topic? Moment, I will see my Adobe Connect. Alan Greenberg, please.
Thank you, Tijani. First, a question. Do I remember correctly you said the first one would be on the week of the 14th of April? Did I hear that correctly?
No, 28th of April.
The
first one will be...
The first one, period.
Okay. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
We have to start on the week of 14th of April because we don't have a lot of time for this program.
Correct.
Go ahead.
And since we've just added an extra Internet governance one, we're either going to have two in 1 week or spill into your week you didn't want to use. So that's just a comment. I would suggest that we need to schedule next week's meeting very quickly because for a participant's point of view, we're not going to get many if we only do it 2 days ahead of time. And second of all, are there any topics here where the speakers are going to be prepared as early as next week? I know I am not.
I don't think you're going to manage.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Alan, thank you very much.
So
I understand.
Go ahead.
Yes, I understand. And we will ask our colleagues, our trainers present here, who is ready to start on the week of 14 of April. And as you said, Alan, we will be obliged to do sometimes two webinars a week. Otherwise, we will not be able to complete this plan. I think that Leo is ready, but Leo, we try to schedule his webinar during the week of the Net Mondial.
Yeah, I actually am unable to do one next week because I'll be at the ARIN meeting, I'm afraid.
Hey, that's an important meeting. It has its own theme song.
Wow. It comes with its own theme song. That's real good, Leo.
Okay.
I wondered, Cheryl here, Tijani, is communication a possibility?
Yes.
Because that, you know, that kind of exists. But it would depend on Natalie and Dave's scheduling.
Yeah. But Dev is here. Dev, are you ready to start the week of 14 of April?
This is Dev. I think I could push it for the 14th of April. So what I can do, I can also send out a notice that, you know, asking people what do they want to know about communication tools, you know, any particular issue they want to be explained. So I think I could try it, especially for the 14th.
Thank you very much. Dev, I think that the issue here is the communication tools for ALS members. Some expressed some difficulties to use the communication tools, and that's why we programmed this issue, this topic for capacity building. So I don't think it is a very special thing. It will be more vulgarization, more making it easy and clear for them how to use webinars, how to use wikis, how to find a page of wiki, how to find a website, etc. I think this is the most important thing for them. But you can send the note and have more information if you want.
Sure.
And
excuse me,
I will put here that Yes, Julie, please.
Thank you.
Julie?
Julie here. Tashani, for those of us who aren't on the Adobe Connect, it's a little bit difficult to follow when you're talking about a topic. I'm not even sure whether the list of five original topics have changed. So if you could just be a little bit more detailed what the topic is and what you're talking about at the time for those of us who can't see the Adobe Connect, that would be really good. Thank you.
Yes, this is Nigel Hickson. Good evening to you.
Hi, Nigel.
I'm late. I'm at Dubai Airport. It's just chaotic, and I'm on a mobile phone, so I'll try and mute. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Since you are here and you hear us, we already spoke with Olivier, who will address with you the future of internet governance issue or topic. And Olivier proposed that we do two webinar sessions. The first one will be on the week of 28th of April, and the second will be on 12th of May. And it is to give people time to digest what they already received on the week of 28th of April. And also we start on 28th of April because we need to finish the Net Mondial so that we can bring all inputs we can have for this event. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I'm in your hands. I mean, I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, there's an awful lot going on internet governance. As you know, I've just come away from the ITU WTDC conference. And, of course, we've got Net Mondial and then the London conference in June. So, yes, I'm fully with you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Nigel. So, back to communication. So it's okay, Dev. We will try to Natalie will come later, and we'll try to confirm with her. Another question, Dev. Do you think that we need more than one webinar for that? I don't think so. Dev.
This is Dave. This is Dave speaking. The call might be 90 minutes, depending on the number of topics I needed to present. But I'll try my best to keep it for 60 minutes. And, you know, if there's a need for people to follow up, of course I could be reached offline and I could help anyone afterwards, that way. So I don't anticipate it to be so.
Okay, thank you very much. So this is something very good. And we can continue. So I will prefer to go. Moment. Okay. I will prefer to walk through the topics and to try to find the right time for each trainer. So we go to topic number two, which is policy, including security and stability. And here, since Avery is absent, we'll try to get in touch with her. Julie, you are here. And I think that here also we will need to have two webinars, one specific for security and stability, and the other for the policy issues in discussion in ICANN. So, Julie, please, go ahead.
Yes, very happy to present a webinar, and I would be happy to do it sometime during the week of the 12th of May, if at a day that's suitable, any day, probably 12th, 13th, or 14th, even the 15th would be fine for me. If you would like to make a selection of one of those dates, I'd be very happy to present a webinar.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. I retain the date of 15 of May. And do you prefer 1300 or 2100?
I don't mind. I'm happy with either one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That gives us more flexibility.
So, if you wish me to choose, would choose 1300.
13, okay. Thank you very much.
And do you want to finalize the date now, Tijani?
I put 15 of May. Are you okay with that?
Sorry, which day?
15 of May. 15 May. Yeah.
Yes, that will be fine.
Okay, thank you very much. Very good. So, Cheryl, please.
Thanks, Tijani. I just wanted to be clear, what you're proposing now is two separate seminars, webinars, duly focusing on the 15th of May on the security stability aspect and ABRI on policy at some other time. You're not proposing that ABRI and Julie do one and share a space. Is that correct?
No, I am not proposing that because I already discussed with Julie, and I think that she will be fine to make her her webinar about the security and stability in one webinar.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Phil, if that's the case, can I suggest when we put out these topics for more public consumption, we need to split them up further, because at the moment, future of internet governance, that's clear, and that's going to run a couple of times. Your current two policy, including security and stability, is now splitting two, so let's just make them two. And as we go through the list, let's make sure I'd rather have nine than someone look at topic number two, policy, including security and stability, and not realise that they're not going to be duplicated, they're going to be separate. Thanks.
I understand. I understand very well your remark. Yes, perhaps we should split them into two titles. The first is policy issues, and the second, security and stability. That's what your proposal, isn't it?
Correct.
Cheryl.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We will do that.
Julie,
thank
here,
you.
I'm happy with you.
Okay, thank you, Julie. Very good. So, if I don't have anyone, okay. So, I will continue to work through the table. And the next point is the policy development process. And Monica is absent. Thomas is here. And Olivier is here. So, first
I'm
of all...
Later.
Ah, hi, Monica. Hi. That's very good. That's very good. So, please... You are three here, and you will tell me how many sessions you will need to address this the process of the policy development. Okay, Olivier.
This is Thomas. Can you hear me?
Thomas, I hear you. Go ahead.
Great. Thanks so much. I'm not sure how many sessions you would like me to do. I can offer to do two webinars if needed. In terms of timing, I guess the best time frame for me would be either the 28th to 30th of April or the 5th, 7th, 8th or 9th of May. So these are the days that I could offer best for this exercise. I would also prefer to have the lunchtime slot at, I think, 13 hours UTC. I guess I would have one or two comments or questions in terms of format and content. One is that I can certainly speak to the policy development process that is used in the GNSO. So I'm not sure what your expectations are, but if you would like other policy development processes to be covered, that's something that I would need to know up front or have another speaker talk about those. As you know, the CCNSO has a different policy development process, and the same would be true for other organizations in our state. So if me focusing on the GNSO is okay, then I would be comfortable with the content. And I've also asked a question in the chat, which I think hasn't yet been answered, and that is whether there will be staff support for preparing slides or additional supporting material. So I'm not sure whether you want to or have planned to provide the participants with material they can study offline after the webinars or in preparation of the webinars. So maybe you can shed some light on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For the your first question, we need information about the policy development process in ICANN in general, and then the policy development in the GNSO, the policy development works or activities in ALAC, and that's why Olivier is here. So perhaps we have Monica, we have you, and we have Olivier. Perhaps we can share this together. I have Olivier and Monica asking for this for the floor. Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I hear you very good.
Very well. Okay, thank you. So I would probably just need 10 minutes to explain the policy development process in at large and in ALAC, and I have some slides to show for that. Maximum of 10 minutes on that, and the rest of the session can be handed over to Marika and Thomas.
Very good. That's very good, Olivier, and that's what I was going to tell you, because we will not make three sessions. We'll try to make it as short as possible, but very clear for people to understand the process. So you will need 10 minutes. That's good. Marika, you have the floor.
Thanks, Tijani. So this is Marika. I mean, I think it really depends on in how much detail you want to go, because, I mean, I think as Tom has already referred, I think we can talk for quite a while on the GNSO policy development process, go at a very high level or go into great detail. I actually do have, some slides to talk in general about policy development at ICANN that covers, both GNSO but also CCNSO and ASO. So I don't know if if it makes most sense that I liaise with Thomas and share the slides and see maybe how he would like to divide those slides and talk about the topics, unless you really want to have a very detailed presentation on the GNSO policy development process. We have some very detailed slides on those as well. So I think it partly depends, and apologies if I maybe missed that at the beginning of the meeting, on how high level or how much detail you want to go during these training sessions. But I think we probably between Olivier, Thomas, and myself, I'm presuming we can work out a way of dividing up the work and making sure that we cover all the topics, presumably in one webinar. And I don't think we probably would need more.
Yes, thank you, Marika. My understanding is that we can do it all together in one session of 90 minutes. It started by you presenting the policy development process and ICANN in general, and then give the floor to either Olivier or Thomas to speak about the policy development in GNSO or in the at large. And then the second one. This is my way of thinking, but I don't know. I want your input. Is it okay with you like this?
This is Thomas speaking. I'm perfectly okay with that approach.
Yes, go ahead, Thomas.
Thank you. So I'm.
Very good.
I guess we will take this offline, and I will liaise with Marika and Olivier to actually prepare these webinars. Maybe one comment. I think keeping it very high level to give people a rough understanding of how things work is excellent. But I've been asked to talk at this inauguration program at the last but one ICA meeting. Oh my God, where was that? Not the Singapore one, but the one before Singapore. And
Buenos Aires.
Thank you so much. and actually, I was asked to focus also a little bit on how community input works and whether community input is actually leading to some tangible results. So I tried in my talk there not only to focus on the procedural aspects, but also on some real-life examples where community participation actually led to changes to policies that actually became recommendations. So I think that this, if you would like that to happen, I think we should give some examples and show to the interested parties that will join the webinar that actually the bottom-up multi-stakeholder model works and that participation is a worthwhile effort.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Thomas. It is exactly what I think should be done. So we are okay with that, but now I need a date. I need a slot of time. When do you think it will be the best for you three, both for all of three of you? I know that you prefer, Thomas, 28 April, the week of 28 April, or I think 8th of May. But I am asking the two other participants, Olivier and Marika, about those slots. Olivier and Marika? Can you speak up?
Yeah, this is Marika. My preference would definitely go as well to 1300 UTC. It depends a little bit on the date, though, because there are other working group calls scheduled throughout the week. So I think Monday is typically a good day, Wednesday less, so Thursday probably would work as well. So it depends a bit. Maybe we can as well talk between Olivier and Thomas and myself to see what would work best, but I think I'm fairly flexible.
Yes, Marika, I have a conflict here because you prefer 21 UTC and Thomas prefer 13 UTC. So I have a problem.
No, my preference is also 1300 UTC. Sorry for the confusion.
Okay, very good. Okay, very good. So this is very good. So you don't have a particular time. You're okay with all times, but you prefer Monday or Thursday. That's it. And Olivier, please, what do you think about that? Olivier?
Olivier, I've put it in the chat. Either week is fine with me. Either time is fine with me. Thank you.
Very good. So it is wonderful. This is something solved. So now we have Natalie with us. Natalie, you are here. We already spoke with Dev about the communication. Natalie?
Yes, hello there, Tijani.
You hear
yes,
me, Natalie?
Dev has been updated. Yes, Tijani, this is Natalie. Yes, I've been talking to Dev via Skype, and he's been updating me about what I missed.
Okay, so you are okay, huh? No problem.
No problem at all.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Dev, yes, please, go ahead.
Sure, this is Dev speaking. I'm just thinking for our session, we'll probably be 90 minutes. That's taking the call to and you know the call reinterpreted, so everybody will have to speak slower. So 90 minutes will be preferable.
Okay, 90 minutes noted. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so coming back to the table, policy development process, and rule of procedure, Alan Greenberg.
I guess my first question
and
is...
Cyril.
Yeah, Tijani?
Together with Cyril. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess my first question is, and Cheryl shares it to some extent, is exactly what are we trying to accomplish with this? Certainly, we're not going to give all of these people a tutorial on all of the detailed ALAC working procedures. Is the thrust of it on the performance issues and and measurement issues, or exactly why was this subject put on the list of one of the things to provide a tutorial on? I agreed to talk on it,
what are
you and I'm willing to, but I don't. I'm not sure I understand why.
What are the objectives for this? What learnings do you intend the ALS members to come away with?
Okay. I think that the ALS representatives asked for this topic because they feel lost. They don't know the rule of procedure of the ALAC. You will tell me it is on the pages. Everyone can access it. Yes, I know. But if we can make more easy for them, and I know that Alan is very very skilled in this kind of exercise, to make. I am not asking you to repeat or to give a tutorial about all the rules with the all the details, but try to give them. The most important things in the rule of procedures. As you said, the performance is something very important, I think. Also, try to give them the structure, how it works, but not with a lot of details, just to make them understand how it works.
Okay, so if we're talking about the structure of the ALAC, how people are appointed to it, and a little bit on what we expect of the people in the various roles. You think that's a reasonable start? Clearly, as Cheryl and I start working on it, we'll refine that. But that sounds like we're certainly not going to give them a tutorial on the detailed rules, the how the ALAC conducts meetings. That's not of any not of any real interest. I don't think.
Yeah. If I may, I would suggest
I agree
that we have a good idea now. It's going to be a what is ALAC, why is it, who should go to it, what do you expect from them when they are there, that sort of stuff. And Alan and I will bludgeon that into an acceptable. Now, did you want 60 or 90? Because I wasn't at the beginning of the call. What's your timing on these webinars, 60 minutes or 90 minutes?
What do you think, Cheryl? Tell me.
I think we can do it in 60. I'd be bored with 90 minutes of it.
I'm sure we can do it in 60.
I think so too.
While I have the microphone, I do not have any particular fuss about date or time. I'm going to leave that up to Alan. However, I would be willing to do two if you think we need it, and if you do two. Then we should do them at both times, 13 and 21. So the rest is up to you, Alan.
Yeah, when you say two, do you mean two of the same thing or two sections?
Two of the same thing.
Oh, okay. I thought we had decided we're not going to do that. I thought Heidi ruled that that's not going to be done.
I believe Heidi said anything is possible, but the presenters would have to do it twice. I don't have a problem doing that.
I have no problem doing it twice also if that's an issue. I don't care which day. I don't care which time, other than conflicts with other meetings that I'm scheduled for, obviously.
Same here. So if you like, then, Tijani, Cheryl here, you can use us pretty much where you want, but Gisela has to be able to know that it's not going to conflict with any of our previous bookings.
Yeah, and from my perspective, given that the next few weeks for me are heavily booked already, I would prefer towards the end of the overall period rather than earlier, if that's an option.
I'm happy with that as well. So plug us in where you want, as late as is practical in the process.
Yeah.
So, Alan, can I ask you what is the starting date that you will be available for such a webinar?
I would say the middle of May is my preference. So if we're talking about going through the full month of May, I would say no earlier than the week of the 12th, but preferably the 19th or the 26th.
Okay. 15. Okay. That's very good for me. Okay. Very well. I don't have any hand, so I will continue working through the table. And Leo, now for the IPv4, IPv6 migration, we said that you are okay with the week of the Net Mondial, which is moment I will tell you.
The week after next.
The week of the 20th.
Yeah, after next, yes.
Yes.
The week of 20.
If I remember correctly from our email discussion in the lead up to this call, my proposal was to cover five little segments in maybe 5 to 10 minute sections so that we could fit in the hour and have time for questions. And there would be a little bit on the history of addressing, the relative sizes of the IPv4 and IPv6 address spaces, feature equivalence, transition technologies and carrier grade network address translation, and then something on current IPv6 deployment status. And those were the five topics I think we agreed on. And I think that we could easily deliver an introduction to those and have some discussion time within an hour.
Exactly, and we agreed on that, that's right. Thank you very much, Leo. So I think everything is okay for you now. And what is your preferred time? It will be 13 or 21?
I would prefer 21, but I can do 13 if that's what's needed. So, I mean, I'm at your disposal rather than you being at mine.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Leo. Okay, this is done. And we did communication, so we are okay. Now we have almost everything more or less decided. Now the effort will be done by the staff now to coordinate all of that. And perhaps a little bit of coordination between Olivier, Morika, and Thomas to finalize the dates and the times so that we will have the final slot. Otherwise, I think we have everything. Do you have any question or anything to address? Yes, Alan, please.
Yeah, just for clarity, and under the action items, the rule of procedure should be middle to end of May. The first half of the
okay,
sentence.
Okay, so
the first half of the sentence does not correspond to the last half.
So, Alan, excuse me, but I put that the starting date that we can program the webinar will be 15th of May. So, starting from 15th of May, we can put any date. Assuming that it is not conflicting with any other call, isn't it?
I'm agreeing with that. I'm just noting that what it says is middle of May, followed by that. So I'm just, for clarity, if it says middle to end of May, then it matches what you just said.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Alan. Any other remark? Any other question? Otherwise, we are almost on the top of the hour. And I will thank you very much all Thank you. I hope we will have a very fruitful capacity building program. And we will start. Yes, I have to tell you something about the I can learn. I have received from Jeffrey a course dedicated to us, but it wasn't unfortunately it wasn't a course. It was a collection of information put in sections which matches more or less with our topics. But unfortunately, for example, for the future of internet governance, it is more about ICANN and nothing about the future, nothing about the internet governance and nothing about the future. So I am asking Frey to try to customize it so that it will be more matching with what is happening now. This is intended to help the trainees, the ALS representatives, to have more information and perhaps more clarity about subjects, and to try to ask questions during the webinar. If they go to the I can learn and go to the section, consent section before the webinar, they can come to the webinar with a better idea and they can ask questions. This is the aim. The glossary, the acronyms will be done by the I can learn, since they have the acronyms very well explained there. Yes, Cheryl, please, go ahead.
Thank you. Just on that, Tijani, is it possible for you to do two things? One for all of us, if you could send us that link to the section in I can learn, so we can all, as instructors, have a look at what is there as supposed background material. That would be very helpful. And specifically for the rules of procedure part, which Alan and I are dedicated to, perhaps Jeffrey would also like to give us the ability to send to him material that is appropriate to go up. Thank you.
Well, that's great. That's a very good proposal, Cheryl. If every trainer, I will ask Jeffrey to send you the credential to access to the platform, and it is you can subscribe yourself. You don't need any authorization.
Tijani,
you have to have
Tijani, I for one, and I guess a number of us have gone through the supposedly useful tools, and I put that in inverted commas. That is, I can learn. It was not much that would drag me back to it, other than the motivation of seeing what is specific to my interest. And I certainly haven't bookmarked the bloody thing. So send us all a link and give us the ability to actually make it into something meaningful, and we'll probably play nicely. But having gone through the experience of seeing a perfectly good tool basically underutilised, if not wasted, nothing much would take me back to it. I'd like to see it work, and therefore I'm happy to try and help it work. But send it, refresh it, and then don't tell us we're all subscribed or that we don't need to be subscribed. Let's just start again.
Thank you, Cheryl. Jeffrey has tried to put a new lesson or a new section which is called Introduction to the At-Large or something like this. This is what is supposed to be our support. Yes. And I will ask him. First of all, you have access. Everyone have access, so you can access it. And I will ask him to get your remarks about the sections concerning, for example, for you concerning the rule of procedure, so that he can include them or integrate them inside the section. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll be done. Thank you, Cheryl. Any other remark? Any other business?
Well, good then, thank you.
So, no hands? No hands. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. And we will follow up with you about all of this, and thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thanks, Tijani. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.